Today in Florida Ag News from the Southeast AgNet, well, on the heels of the largest contiguous easement acquisition in the history of the Natural Resources Conservation Service's Wetland Reserve Program, NRCS Chief Dave White says that the 26,000-acre major wetland restoration project in Florida's Fish-Eating Creek will result in significant wetland restoration and protection and provide important habitat for rare, endangered, and threatened animals, birds, and plants.
And, of course, when you look at areas in Florida, you've got the tremendous water quality benefits that can be accrued there when you talk about restoration of the Everglades.
The chief says thanks to Congress and the 2008 Farm Bill, WRP has become a much more accessible option for producers.
They really, really streamlined the process for the Wetland Reserve Program. We don't have to go through these extensive appraisals and whatnot. We can just use a geographic area rate cap. So if you live in a county, you can go in and find out, well, how much, if I sell an easement for the wetland reserve, how much would I get per acre? And they can tell you right then and there. You don't have to, we don't have to spend a lot of money or a lot of time getting an appraisal. So it's really streamlined the process.
For more information regarding WRP, visit your local NRCS field office or log on to fl.nrcs.usda.gov. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.